Blog Talk Radio.
How great is our God? Say with me, how great is our God? Oh, we'll see how great is our God? And everybody just raise and praise in the building. You can in this place, everybody.
Just lift your voice and say, how great is our God? Say with me, how great is our God? Oh, see how great is our
Welcome to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection with our host, Pastor Adrian Bernard. We thank you for coming on. It's the time of reflection today. God bless you. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that airs Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And at 3 p.m. Central Time, we are mandated to preach and teach the Word of God. My name is Evangelist Tira Roxon, and I'm your guest host for the broadcast on today. Our destiny focus on this week is, How can I say thanks? God bless you. I'm going to read to you Psalms 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Israel say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endures forever. I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear, for what can a man do unto me? Lord, take my part with them. Let's help me. Therefore shall I see my desires upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass about me, but in name of the Lord I destroy them. I read to you Psalms 118, verse 1 through 9. May God add a blessing to the readers and the hearers and the, most of all, the doers of his word. I'm going to start off with a word of prayer. We ask you to lift up the evangelist today, the Pastor Bernard, the host, and the shepherd of this radio broadcast. We thank you, Father, for her labor of love. Truly is not in vain. We lift up her mother, Barbara, to you today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for all that you've done, Lord Jesus. We ask for your healing virtues to come upon her body right now as you touch her wherever she is right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, we lift up this broadcast to you today, Father. Let it go forth and let people's hearts be touched, their minds be touched, their souls be touched, and let them come running and say, what must I do to be saved? We thank you, Father, for the spoken word that will come forth today. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to bless our speaker on today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to give her a rhema word straight from heaven, Father. We ask you to touch every caller's mind, touch every caller's heart, every caller's spirit. Father God, we just lay our petitions at your feet, Father, and we declare healing in this place, healing of our minds, our hearts, our body and soul, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that it be edifying to the body of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for an opportunity to serve you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And at this time, we're going to bring our speaker, and she's going to come forth, and our destiny focus is this week is, how can I say thanks? God bless you. At this time, we'll be hearing, the next voice we'll be hearing is my pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin from this All About Jesus Ministry here in Stockton, California. God bless you, Pastor Martin.
God bless everyone on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. God bless Abel, Pastor Bernard and her accent. God bless everyone, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank Father, I give you all glory and honor and praise for your word on today.
I'm sorry about that.
Y'all should be able to hear me now.
I also not only thank God for being good, for his goodness, but in Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. It says, let your gentleness be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So this scripture tells me not to worry about nothing, not to be anxious, but to let my request be known unto God with thanksgiving. So I thank God for answering my prayer. I thank God that he is a prayer answer. Not only do I thank him for that, but also when I pray to God and I go to him and I pray and I say thank you, then God gives me the peace that lets me know that God has everything under control, and it keeps my mind and my heart through Christ Jesus, and it allows me to think on these things. You know, it allows me to give thanks to God for whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things. It allows me to think on these good things that God has put before me to be thankful and grateful for. It's not a prayer that I took into God that he didn't answer. I don't wait for him to answer it before I thank him. I thank God before he answers it. Amen, because I know God will answer prayer. So that's another thing I'm thankful for. I give thanks to God for answering my prayer. Amen. I go to God and I ask, take my prayer to God, and God has answered my prayer. So I give him thanks for answering my prayer. I don't wait until the prayer is answered. I give God thanks. Yes, I go through things, but yes, I learned how to take that to God in prayer, and I also learned how to give him thanks. Amen. Coming out of Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. So I'm thankful to God for what he's doing in my life and in the lives of others. Sometimes we sing songs thanking God. Amen. Like there's a song that says, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his son. So I thank God for giving Jesus Christ his son. And I thank God that he can dwell in us richly. I thank him for his wisdom. I thank him for his word. I thank him for spiritual hymns and songs in my heart. You know, we sing these melodies unto the Lord in thanking God for what he's doing in our life. Amen. And also, I would like to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Starting at verse 16, it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. It says, for everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. So this tells me to give thanks to God in all things, but not for all things. Amen. When tragedy or temptation comes our way and we give thanks to God, we don't thank God for, you know, a tragedy in our life. You know, we thank God that he provides a way of escape when we go through tragedy or when we go through our temptation. We thank God for a way of escape, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that there is no temptation that is taking us but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Amen. So when tragedy comes or temptation comes, we don't thank God for it, because God is not the author of confusion. We thank God that he provides a way and making a way of escape out of it. Amen. And all, even in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Jesus never gave thanks for sickness or never gave thanks for death. Amen. But instead, he encountered them and he came against it by the power of God. And then Jesus gave thanks for God giving us the victory. Amen. The Bible says, and thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Christ Jesus. Amen. Only through Christ Jesus he gives us thanks. We can give thanks. So I think thankfulness should be our characteristic. Amen. Thankfulness should be our lifestyle. Amen. In every circumstance, we should thank God for everything that he has done for us in our life. Paul said, this is the will of God. Like, for an example, Job lost everything he had. He lost his children. He lost money. He lost his wealth. He lost health. He lost property. But in all that, Job said, blessed be the name of the Lord, for the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And he began to thank God. He wasn't thanking God for losing everything he had. He was thanking God for who he is, amen, and what God has done in his life, amen. And so this tells me no matter what circumstance that we go through, that we must continually have a thankful heart. So how can I give God thanks? Well, first of all, I like to thank God for salvation. Amen. If it wasn't for salvation, for God setting me free, I would still be out there lost. Amen. And that's what we should thank God for, for the cross, for his redemptive work on the cross. Amen. I thank God for setting me free. Not only did he set me free, but in him setting me free, he has given me a testimony where I can tell everyone about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for me. I give God thanks because when I look back over my life and I remember when I was out there with no direction, I was out there lost, I was out there just lost and no directions in my life, God came and I didn't find him, he found me. Right where I was, and I thank him for that because when I look at my life today, I'm not where I used to be. And yes, the Bible says he's a beginner, good work in us, is able to complete it until the day of redemption. I know that the work God started in me, he's going to finish it. So I thank him for where he's brought me from. He brought me from off the street, from selling drugs. He brought me from being in jail, in and out of jail. God has got a hold of my life and has set me free. So I thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. Not only did he set me free, but I thank him for the Holy Spirit that leads me and guides me and teach me. So I thank God for being better to me than I've been to myself, because there was times when I was suicidal and I felt like giving up and I didn't want to live. And because of his goodness, he stopped me from trying to kill myself. He stopped other people from trying to kill me. So I thank him today because in him I live and move and have my being, and I am alive today. I thank him because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, and I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. I thank him because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is made brand new. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become brand new. I thank him for out with the old and in with the new, for the new way of thinking, the new way of talking. I thank him for the newness in me. I'm not the way I used to be. I don't talk how I used to be. I don't live the way I used to live. I thank him for change in my life. If it wasn't not for God, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I thank him. I thank him for his word. His word taught me how to live. I thank him for the new laws that he has given me. Psalms 1 said, blessed the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law that he meditates day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. So I thank God for the Holy Bible that he has given me biblical instructions before leaving the earth. The word of God has taught me how to live holy. The word of God tells me in Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service, and not to be conformed to the world, but to be transformed by the renewal loved me. I thank God for loving me right where I was. He loved me when I didn't even love myself. If it wasn't for the love of Jesus, where would I be? How can I give thanks to the Lord? I thank him for cleaning me up and turning my life around and placing my feet on holy ground. I thank him for giving me a mind to serve Christ because I didn't have a mind to serve him. I thank him for a new mind. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. I thank him that I can lift up holy hands that are rough and dirty. I thank him. My hands, I serve the Lord with my hands. He said, touch not, taste not, and handle not. I thank him for what he's doing in my life. I thank him that as I go through trials and tribulations, that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. I thank him because I was living in fear, and his perfect love casted out all my fears. I thank him for his word. His word let me know, fear thou not, for I am with you. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the weapons of my right hand. I thank him that I no longer have to walk in fear, because the Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He said, have not I commanded you to be strong and of a good courage? Don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid, because I am with you wheresoever thou goest. I thank God that his word never fails. His word don't go out void. Hallelujah. I thank him that I could see his word. I thank God for prayer. My God, how can I tell the Lord thank you? Lord, I thank him through my prayers. I thank him for my trials. I thank him for my tribulations, because I know he's with me and he'll never leave me nor forsake me. I thank him because he said in Psalms 24, lift up your head, all ye gates, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. I thank him that I no longer have to walk around with my head hung down, but I can walk around with my head hung up. Because Psalm 121 says, I will lift my eyes into the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. I give him thanks. I give him thanks because the word he gave me, I give him right back to him. I honor him. I love him and I respect him for what he has done in my life. I thank him because the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but will have everlasting life. I'm so thankful to the Lord for what he has done in my life, because when I look back over my life, 25 years ago, I was in a mental institution. My mind, the enemy had stolen my mind through drugs and alcohol. The enemy took my mind, but God gave me back my mind, and I have a mind to serve him, and I have a mind to seek him. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he's yet near. So I thank him. I give God thanks by being obedient. I show God that I'm thankful by living holy. How can I show God? How can I show God that I'm thankful? How can I give God? I give God all the glory for what he's done in my life. I thank him. Never in my life I thought I'd be a pastor. I was out there selling crack cocaine. But today God got me telling people that he is the rock of refuge. He is the rock of fortress. He is the rock of ages. He is the rock in my weary land. And upon this rock he built his church, and the gates of the hell shall not prevail against it. I'm thankful how the enemy tried to come against me. But God said, if I be for you, I'm more than a world against you. I thank him for being a friend when I had no friends. He said, I'm a friend to the friendless. I thank him because every word that he speaks in the Bible, he stands on it. God is not a man that he shall lie. I thank him because I know no matter what I go through, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who is called according to his plan and purpose. I thank God, that he holds my future in his hands. And I don't have to worry about my future because my future sure don't look like my past. I can leave my past behind. I thank him for forgiving me. That's why David said, creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. It's so much to be thankful to God for. I thank God for my children. I thank God for my husband. I thank God for my family. I thank God that he's omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. I thank God that he never leave me nor forsake me. I thank God for his word. I thank God for those he has put him over my life and has poured into my life. I'm grateful for what he does. I thank him for his loving kindness because by his loving kindness, he has drawn me near. And I'm so thankful that God is so good to me. I have to let other people know about the goodness of the Lord, how God will set them free, and what he did for me, he will do for them. I thank him for his word. He said, if thou wilt confess it with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that he died on the cross and rose on the third day, I can be saved. I thank him for confession, because confession is good for the soul. Because I confess my sins before God, now I can say I am the righteousness of God, and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I thank him today. I'm so thankful, so much to give God thanks for. Oh, it's so much to thank him for. I thank him that even when I go through my trials and my tribulations, he is there. I thank him for wisdom. I thank him for chastising me too. When I'm out of order, God puts me in order. I thank him for that. I have a grateful and a thankful heart. I thank God. The Bible says, but thanksgiving be to God who gives us victory through Christ Jesus. I'm thankful that when I get ready to leave this world, the Bible says to be absent from the Lord is to be present. To be absent from this world is to be present with the Lord. I thank him that because he goes away to prepare a place, that where he is, there we may be also. I'm so thankful. I thank him for the people that he has put in my life. I thank him for the body of Christ. I thank him for my church members. I thank him for my family, my loved ones, my friends. I thank him because of him. In him, I live and move and have my being. I thank him because of him sending his son on the cross to die for my sins. I am free today. I've been clean going on 26 years of my life. And I thank him for the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. How can I give thanks to God? God, I give thanks to you by telling people what you've done for me and that what you've done for me you can do for others and that you are no respected person and that your arms are not too short to where you can't say and that you say from the innermost to the outermost to the guttermost. I thank him. I thank him for mending my relationship with my mother. I thank him for restoration in my life. I thank you. I am so grateful. When you give thanks to God and you really mean it, you always will have a grateful heart. And my relationship with God, it ain't based on what I'm going through. It ain't based on my trials. It ain't based on if I ain't got no money. My thankfulness is not based on that. My thankfulness is based on who he is. And what he has done for me in my life. If God don't ever, never do another thing for me, I'm grateful for what he has already done. And I am thankful. Oh, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. I find myself when I'm thanking God, if I'm going through something and I just go to thanking God, that burden just lifts off of me. That burden just go away. And I just thank him. I thank him. I give him thanks. I don't know about you. As the Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 1, oh, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Oh, hallelujah. We know all things work together for the good of them who love God. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord for his faithfulness. He has never failed me. His faithfulness from sun up to sundown. His faithfulness. He is faithful. He is faithful. I thank him. I thank him for being my shepherd. I thank him for leading and guiding me through all truth. I thank him for encamping his angels around about those that fear him. I thank him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Thank the Lord, my soul. Thank the Lord. When you're thanking God, you're just simply blessing him and praising him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities. He healeth all thy diseases. Who crowneth thee with love and kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things.
Yes,
so that thy strength is renewed like an eagle. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I could be on this phone all day telling the Lord thank you. I could be on this broadcast all day telling the Lord thank you. Like the Bible says, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Nisi, our banner, Jehovah Shammah, his abiding place, Jehovah Sitkin, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Shammah, he'll never leave us, his abiding presence. It's a good thing to give thanks to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, to the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. It's a good thing to give thanks to our Creator, to our Heavenly Father. It's a good thing when I think of the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for me. My soul cries out, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord. Nothing speaks more powerfully than our walk with God with a continuous thankfulness in our heart for what he has done and for what he has about to do. Just waking up being thankful every day for him being in your life. Remember when you didn't have him in your life? Now that he's in your life, how much more should we give thanks unto the Lord? Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor Martin. That was such an awesome word. Awesome word. How can we say thanks unto the Lord? Hallelujah. I bless the name of the Lord for that awesome word. We bless the name of the Lord for you, Pastor Martin. And we just thank God for her coming on and being obedient to the Holy Spirit. And we thank God for her. And all I can do is, after she gave such an awesome word, you know, I know we're not able to open up the lines today, but all we just want to do is in our respective places, wherever you are, give the Lord thanks. Because he is truly worthy to be praised. He is truly worthy for us to thank him. He's been so merciful for us. And I'm not going to speak over what God has already spoken, but all it's a song in my heart, and I know Pastor Bernard wouldn't mind for me to sing it, and I'm going to go ahead and sing it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the words of our pastor. Excuse me.
And my closing remarks, I'm going to just want to leave this on your heart. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 9 says, "For what thanks can we render to God?" Amen. And to me, that said, we have a lot to render to God. We have a lot to be thankful for as Christians. We have a lot that we can offer up to God. You know, we can offer up our praise and thanksgiving and our petition to God, thanking God for his son. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray that we as the body of Christ will have a thankful heart and be thankful for what you have done in our life and just thankful for what you're about to do. Father, you said in all things to give thanks. Father, we just thank and we praise you, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your unfailing love. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace, for your loving kindness towards us, Father. We thank you that by your loving kindness you have drawn us near. We thank you for every prayer, every petition that's being answered. Oh, God, we thank you that we can call upon you and you will answer us. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us. Father, we thank you that you said to cast all our cares upon you, for you cared for us. Father, we thank you that those whose minds are stayed on you, you will give us perfect peace. Father, we thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. We thank you for the work that you started in us, you're going to complete it until the day of redemption. We thank you that you said in your word to have faith in God. You said with man it is impossible, with God all things are possible. You said now faith such to things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. You said in the just shall live by faith. Father, we thank you for leading and guiding us through all truth. We thank you for being there with us. You said it in your word that you will never leave your children, never forsake us. God, we just bless your name. We give you all the glory. We thank you for our household. We thank you for our loved ones. We thank you for our mothers. We thank you, Father God, for all those that are in our life today, those that you put in our life to plant seeds. We thank you. Some water, some bread. But God, you give the increase. We thank you for your saving power. God, we thank you for saving from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you for your healing virtue on today that flows through the hospital to those that are in their sick bed, those the names that are known, the requests unknown. Oh, God, we thank you for healing, because you was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. We thank you for healing in the body, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. We thank you, oh, God, that we can pray your word, we can sing your word, we can speak your word, we can sing your word, and make melodies in our heart, and we can remind you of your word, because you said you're hasting to perform your word. I thank you for going before us and making every crooked place straight and every rough place smooth. I thank you that the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by God. I thank you that your word be hid in our heart so that we won't sin against you. I thank you for strengthening the inner man. I thank you that you are the God that will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. I thank you because you said they that wait upon the Lord, you shall renew our strength. We shall mount up on wings as an eagle. We shall walk and not get weary. And we shall run and not faint. I thank you that by your loving kindness you have drawn us near. I thank you because you said what I say unto you. Love your enemies, bless those that curse you, pray for those that despitefully use you. I thank you for Pastor Adrian Bernard, Father God, opening up these lines, Father God. I pray for increase in wisdom, increase in knowledge, increase in our finances. Oh God, I pray that you will go through our household. God, heal, set free, and deliver, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you because it's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, God. We give thanks to you for what you're about to do. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. God, we bless your name on today. Oh, we worship you, for they that worship you must worship you in spirit and truth. So the true things, the just things, the pure things. Oh, God, we thank you. 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 Oh, God, help us to have a grateful spirit, because you said in all things to give thanks. Oh, God, we thank you that even though we're going through trials and tribulation, we're still here. That even though we're going through trials and tribulation, you said in your word, yea, that we walk through the valley of the shadows of death, not to fear no evil, for you are with us. So, Father God, I give thanks. We give thanks unto you for what you're about to do in our life. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. And we seal it under the blood. We seal our family under your blood, oh God. We know that salvation is near. We seal it under the blood, oh God. Every prayer request, every petition. We know that Jesus, you're at the right hand of the Father making petitions for us. God, so we thank you for being the intercessor. Yes, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory, the honor, and praise, and I thank you for your word on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. We thank you for tuning in. A time of reflections, New Destiny Ministries, Pastor Adrian Bernard. We thank you for even coming on the line today. We pray for her mom that's in the hospital right now, and we just were standing in for her because we wanted the show to go on, because we know lives need to be touched and changed. This is her baby. This is her heart, and we just wanted to come on and fill in for her, and we just ask you guys to continue to pray for her, her family, and everything that my pastor prayed about. And we just thank God that the word did come forth on today and God had his way. We just ask you to just continue to have a thankful heart, a thankful spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift up her family, especially her mom, Father. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to go to that hospital right now and touch her mind, her body, her spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare healing over her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, be made healed and whole today, Father. We ask you to touch Barbara Bernard today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you'll just have your way, Lord, in her life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in her life, Father. We thank you for her family, Lord. We ask you to strengthen her family on today, Lord Jesus. We even pray for the Moreau family, Father, where we lost him. And we just thank God for his life, for all the teachings that he gave us, Lord Jesus. We ask you to just continue to pray for the Moreau family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Miles Monroe family, Lord Jesus, Pastor Miles Monroe, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just ask you to cover that family with your blood, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, Father God, that you touch your people everywhere, Lord. And we just be careful to give you all the honor, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory, because you alone are worthy. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, just for an opportunity to just come on here and worship you and give you the glory for all that you do. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you. We ask you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. A time of reflection, New Destiny Ministries starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Central Standard Time starts at 3. And just come on and hear the Word of God. That we are mandated to preach and teach the Word of God on here. And we just thank God for everybody that came on the line today, and we just bless the name of the Lord for our pastor, Father. We will return tomorrow in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, for you are worthy, Lord Jesus. We thank and praise God for your faithfulness. God bless you. Goodbye.